Our theme tonight is moving towards integration. For many years, we've discussed on the Solera report how the economy is not going to collapse, but instead it's going to slow burn through. One of the struggles that many subscribers have in trying to understand the slow burn is to do so, you need to understand the mechanisms, particularly on the covert side, whether it's the black budget or surveillance or covert operations that are used to manage and manipulate both individual people and communities and the whole cash flow. Those are topics you struggle with unless you've learned the different pieces that we cover here, whether it's the UFOs, as we'll be talking about with Richard Dolan next week, the Nazi or other sort of network lines that we've been talking about with Dr. Farrell. We talk a lot. We did a great Solera report on the pedophilia scandals and how they relate to control files. These are all different pieces that you need to help you understand sort of the mechanisms of political and financial control. There's no doubt the NSA revelations have made it easier. There was a great story by Steve Levy that was published in Wired in January. I posted a link in Top Picks this week. It's called How the NSA Almost Killed the Internet. I think the title is inappropriate. But what it does do is it helps you understand the cluelessness of many of the people working in the companies that are implementing these kinds of controls. So you have a whole world of very sophisticated, well-paid technologists who have no idea that basically they're building a front for the dark fiber that a variety of mechanisms are basically plugging into what they're doing. It's very interesting, and you start to see the shock that has gone through those different companies as cultures as people begin to realize what they're a part of. It inspired me to write a commentary this week called The Era We Fight Back. We posted the banner for The Day We Fight Back, which is an effort by a variety of groups, including the Electronic Freedom Foundation, which I'm a member of and admirer of. And I did it with some trepidation because the whole idea is to rein in the NSA's powers. And again, I wanted to stress that the NSA is far from the biggest problem here. The question you always have to ask when you intervene in a system to weaken one player is, who are the players who will get stronger? And does that really make the system better? Or could you end up with something much worse? And I think the idea of privatizing the police state is a much more frightening thing than having it balanced with the NSA. So take a look at that commentary if you're interested. This is one of the reasons I wanted to do the conversation we just had with Farrell about the real meta structure of power and the different fronts and how they work through different fronts. And then when everybody gets frustrated with what's happened, you kill the front and all the power recedes back into the meta structure just to pop out someplace else. And my fear is that when you tie the hands of the NSA, if anything, you're just going to make the meta structure and the private parts of that they're arranging to front for them even more powerful. I've talked with Rappaport, I talk more about this, and I talked with Franklin Sanders in the interview that we posted today, that we're literally looking in North America at a Holocaust model, not unlike what the Nazis did. It's just a free-range version. And it's, frankly, it's a much more profitable version. But it has a very similar effect. It was a great interview with Richard. I don't want to give too much away. I'll leave it to next week. But again, Richard's book is the best. His new book, 21st UFOs for the 21st Century Mind, is the best single effort I've seen to bring coherence to this topic and to understand the power of the technology which is implementing these kinds of financial and political control. You really need to look at the UFO phenomena. I won't say understand, because so far the UFO phenomena has really eluded anything close to a complete understanding. But you certainly can frame the topic and understand what can be understood. But as I said on the Solera report and in the world, we're moving towards integration as these pieces that are necessary to understand the slow burn and what we're dealing with. become more sort of more, what's the right word? Well, more understandable to many of us. It takes time to integrate these questions. I got a great question from one subscriber about how to understand what I'm calling the breakaway economy, inspired by my discussion in the wrap-up. So I've decided I'm going to do a two-part series starting at the end of this month on the breakaway economy, part one and part two. So I'm hoping that will help you with the integration process.